day two of my wanderings around Manchester for the Manchester Weekender, where I get to absorb art and culture from all kinds of directions. And at the moment, I'm inside the Manchester Museum with Katie Moffett. And when Katie asked me which of the exhibitions I wanted to see, I ticked one little exhibition I saw called Finding Manchester, Lost in Bolivia, because it sounded like adventure, it sounded like photos, it sounded like a really interesting story. It sounds like somebody is doing something with a hovercraft next door. Katie, can you read out what it says on the wall about this exhibition?
It's called, as Christian says, Finding Manchester, Lost in Bolivia. While studying on an old Russian air map of Bolivia, South America, looking for a route around the northern rim of Lake Titicaca and onward down the eastern side of the Andes Mountains, Liz Peel and Chris Smith spotted a village name that seemed out of place. In amongst hundreds of Spanish-sounding names was Manchester. It was a remote place deep in the Bolivian Amazon, and they had no means of reaching it at the time, but a mystery had been born and it needed solving. Liz and Chris only found one other vague reference to Manchester, Bolivia. All other avenues of research came up with nothing. They knew it had been established during the South American rubber boom in the late 1800s and was named by a Mancunian engineer called Anthony Webster James. Other than that, they had only a rough location to go on, but the two of them climbed into a canoe and set off down the Rio
Manaripi
in search of this forgotten Manchester.
Which is fantastic, and straight away you can see a map and of England with Manchester pointed out, and then the world map zooms out and you see Bolivia with Manchester right in the top left-hand corner. Interestingly, it's not easy to get to, as you would probably imagine, and it sounds like 5 planes and 9 cars got them close. It's incredible to see the boat that they actually used right here in the middle of the room as part of the exhibition, and it's a seriously nice kayak. It's kind of collapsible kayak, which I haven't seen close up like this before, with inflatable ballast sides which are separate to the actual skin. It's made by Pack Boats, and I'm interested in this in particular because myself and my friend Dave Ewington on Twitter have undergone some river trips in a kayak which was similar but hard skinned polymer. Now they've got a lot of fully waterproof bags just packed to the brim with kits. They've got machetes, they've got a very, very nice looking solar panel on top. Looks like the exact kind of solar panel that I've been given by Select Solar, who are on Twitter as well, but a little bit bigger. They've got so much stuff. It looks like they've literally just put everything in this glass case. Pelly cases, binoculars, kits, paddles, hats, clothing, even food I can see under the seat that they would have taken on this exhibition. Really exciting. I look at that boat and I just think, I want to be there. I want to be on the river. So I'm going to have a look down the exhibition, look at the pictures, read the stories. Some really nice photography, but it's kind of documentary photography meets holiday snaps. I'll be interested to know what camera they use, but if you get the chance, check it out. Finding Manchester, Lost in Bolivia. Brilliant. I'm going to amend this with some extra information because it is really, really fascinating. Probably more so for me, because to mix art with adventure and see an exhibition like this is just fantastic, because there are like beetles they've collected, massive mega beetles and photographs of wildlife. But interestingly, right at the very beginning, along with what looks like a deck of cards, which are actually plane tickets because the amount of flights they had to get close, is a list of their kit and exactly how much it weighed. Because obviously you have to take this into consideration when you can only get to a place by small boat. Clothing, 7 kilos. Bum bag, 0.6 kilos. Power pack and solar panel, 11.6 kilos. One of the heaviest things on there after petrol. I wonder why they got petrol. I wonder if they had a little engine on the back of this. It's not on the boat now. Tripod, green tarp, blue tarp, frame, 3 paddles. Machetes, pots, pans, medical kit, the big pelican case, underwater camera, snorkeling stuff, grey pelican case, reflector and bits. Wonder what that's for. There's 2 kilos. Ah, that would be a campsite fire reflector, I imagine. Camera bag, video, binoculars, tapes, silica gel, obviously to keep things dry on this very damp, humid environment. Hats, big dry bag, insoles, clothes, bits and bobs, camp lights, head torches. That's really interesting to see, especially when, if you look at Flickr, you'll see a lot of geeks photographing their kit and tagging exactly what they're carrying on certain jobs or expeditions or trips. On the wall here, there's a note. It says, "When we set off for Manchester, we had no idea if it still existed or what the village would be like. It was an open book to us. Would it be an area reclaimed by nature or a bustling and vibrant village?" So these guys actually had no idea what they were going into. Hang on, next line. "We had no idea. As we speculated, lying in our hammocks beside the river, our conversation would go full circle from visions of an abandoned area to jungle port town acting as a hub for local trade. The reality was somewhere in between. We found a sparse village of people eking out a subsistence life, growing palm nuts and harvesting Brazil nuts to sell at the next town somewhere along the river where the Rio Manaripe meets the Rio Orthon. There is no running water or electricity, no roads or working school. It's a place that feels forgotten by the outside world and looks like it has fallen on hard times. However, the people are generally happy and full of fun. They welcomed us as friends, fed us and laughed at our canoe. It is the kind of place, and they are the kind of people you can grow attached to very quickly." Underneath it says, "Looking back, the journey to find Manchester in Bolivia was a massive undertaking. Just getting to the Rio Manaripe took a huge effort, but to have actually found Manchester, spent time there with the Bolivian Mancunians, shared their homes, food, and a few days of their life, feels like an amazing thing to have done. To find a village that is so isolated that even the Bolivian government had forgotten about it is quite an achievement. When we left Manchester and finally made it to the town of Puerto Rico, further down the Rio Manaripe, where it meets the Orthon and joins a remote road that would take us back to civilization, we felt a huge sense of pride. The trip had been everything we hoped it was going to be. One definition of adventure is the undertaking of an activity where there is an element of risk and the outcome is unknown. The search for Manchester was certainly that. People ask us, what next? When we set off to find Manchester, we didn't know where it was or how long it would take us to get there and back again. We didn't have time to explore the surrounding tributaries and jungle as much as we could have done. We'd love to go back and venture further into the rainforest. It's totally untouched by humans, and from the little we did get the chance to explore, it's beautiful and full of secrets to be discovered." Now, in my mind, this is a no-brainer. Manchester, the city in the UK, needs to twin itself with Manchester, the lost, forgotten place in Bolivia. This is what we should be twinning our cities with, the places that need to be twinned, that need to maybe gain an education, maybe gain some kind of assistance from the outside world, to be told they're not forgotten, even if your local government does forget you exist. I think that would be a wonderful thing to follow through with. But great, I'm really inspired, and particularly the line about the definition of adventure, the undertaking of an activity where there is an element of risk and the outcome is unknown. We all love a bit of adventure.